Now, a 27-year-old Dublin man has been jailed for 8 years for his involvement in the kidnapping of Adrian Ronan, a Kilkenny All-Ireland hurling medal winner. Stephen Freeman from Balcarras Gardens, Ballymun, pleaded guilty at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court to attempting to steal cash with others from the Bank of Ireland Parliament Street, Kilkenny, in November 2009. In a moment, we'll be speaking to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. But first, Adrian Ronan has been reacting to the judgment.
Just on behalf of myself, Mary, and our kids, we believe when something bad or horrific or traumatic like this happens, you have three choices. You can either let it define you can let it destroy you, or you can let it strengthen you. We believe this will strengthen us. We've been so fortunate to have huge support around us during these horrific times. We're hoping to move on now, and as I said, it has been a tough time for 5 years, and as the judge said today, it wasn't easy and it wasn't simple. We're hoping to move on, that's the aim, and that's what we hope to do.
Adrian Ronan there reacting to that sentencing today. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us now. Paul, Stephen Freeman sentenced to 10 years with the final two suspended. Remind us first of the ordeal Adrian Ronan and his family were subjected to.
There's no doubt this was a horrific ordeal. The Ronans woke up at 5 o'clock on the morning of the 3rd of the 11th, November 2009, to find three masked and armed men in their bedroom. Now, one of the raiders brought their children downstairs and locked them in a bathroom with Mary, their mother. They tied up Mr. Ronan's hands with cable ties and told him, "You're going to do a job for us. We're taking your wife and you're going to get us €3 million. They then showed him some photo printouts of houses of two bank colleagues. He worked in the finance and leasing sector of Bank of Ireland in Kilkenny. And one of the men told Mr. Ronan the reason why they had picked him as opposed to his two colleagues was because he didn't have a house alarm. And they continued to threaten him and his wife, saying, "You do what we tell you and no harm will happen to you. You F up and she's dead." They asked him, "Do you want your kids to be without a mother for Christmas?" The men then took Mrs. Ronan up to her husband to say goodbye to him and drove her to a disused weather station outside Kilkenny, where she was tied to a swivel chair and an iron pillar. And she was kept there for 8 hours. A raider guarded her and actually fired a bullet from his gun into the ceiling at one stage. The armed raiders meanwhile gave Adrian Ronan a mobile phone and they showed him a phone scanner to warn him off contacting the Gardaí. He drove to work with his three children in the car. He put them in a separate room in the bank and he was in tears when he told the manager about the raiders' demands. He received a number of phone calls from the gang over the morning about getting money, and one was from a gunman he recognised from the house. Another was from an unidentified male who he said sounded cool and mature. Now, he expected a final call. It never came through. A short time later, the Gardaí rang him to say that Mary had been located unharmed. She had managed to free herself, run out onto the road after her captor had left.
Adrian Ronan also said that his wife Mary and the couple's children slept in a single room for a year after the raid due to the terror they experienced that night and the following day.
Yeah, and the judge, Desmond Hogan, in sentencing Stephen Freeman today, said that he had enthusiastically taken part in a tiger kidnapping, and they were the words he used, and which he described as an offence universally regarded with public opprobrium. Now, Freeman was part of a gang that knew there was a lot of money in the bank. This was clearly well planned. The bank had a lot of money after the Halloween weekend. The gang had also identified three employees, but they targeted the Ronan family, and they had also warned Adrian against contacting the Gardaí throughout the ordeal. Stephen Freeman's part of the job was to move the money after the raid. Now, he himself couldn't drive, but that still didn't stop him taking part. He got another man to drive him, and he did it, we heard, because of a promise that €5,000 he owed from gambling debts would be settled. Now, Adrian Ronan, after the hearing today, thanked particularly a lot of people, including the Gardaí, because this was a massive investigation. The Gardaí in Kilkenny identified this gang and pursued them rigorously. And even though Stephen Freeman, who was sentenced to 10 years in prison today with the final two suspended, is the only member of the gang that's convicted, the others have been identified. They were arrested. The leader, in fact, made a number of admissions to the Gardaí, but there wasn't enough evidence there to prosecute him. But the others have since been convicted of other offences and put in jail, including the gang leader, who's currently serving a lengthy sentence for firearms offences, and he's still in prison.
Thanks for that, Paul. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, there.